Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a tape dust style bass wobble riser in Ableton Live 12 with a deep jungle, darker drum and bass atmosphere. The goal here is not just to make some generic whoosh sound. We want a transition tool that actually feels musical, heavy, dusty, and useful in a real DNB arrangement. Think of this as a way to push energy into a drop, a switch up, or a halftime breakdown without relying on a huge shiny uplifter. In jungle and darker DNB, that kind of movement matters a lot. A good riser can signal the next section, build tension, connect a break edit into a bass drop, or make an intro feel alive. So we're going to build something that sounds like sub pressure, filter movement, and old tape grit all working together. And the best part is, we're keeping this beginner friendly. Everything is going to stay inside Ableton using stock devices. We'll use operator or wave editable for the sound source, auto filter for the wobble, saturator and drum bus for dirt, redux or erosion for that dusty degradation, reverb and delay for atmosphere, utility for low-end control, and then we'll wrap it up in a simple workflow you can repeat anytime. So let's get into it. First, create a new MIDI track and load operator. If you prefer wave editable, that works too, but operator is great for clean control and easy bass shaping. Start with a very simple patch. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep oscillator be off, or very low if you want to touch more body later. Use a short attack, a medium decay, low sustain, and a short release. We want the sound to feel tight and controlled, not like a huge held pad. A good starting point is attack around 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay somewhere around 300 to 700 milliseconds, sustain around 20 to 40%, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You can think of this as a bass hit that has room to breathe, but still stays focused. That's important in drum and bass, because even when the sound gets dirty, the low end still needs to feel strong and intentional. Now write a very short MIDI phrase. Keep it simple. One or two notes is enough. This is a transition, not a full bass line. Hold the first note a little longer, and if you want a bit of lift, let the second note go up slightly. For darker movement, use root notes, octave jumps, or a minor third or fifth. If your track is in a minor, for example, A1 to A2 can work well, or A1 to C2 if you want something darker and more uneasy. The reason we keep this sparse is because transition sounds in DNB need to read clearly against the breakbeat. If the phrase gets too busy, it stops feeling like a riser and starts fighting the groove. Next, add auto filter after operator. Set it to a low pass filter. This is where the wobble movement begins. Start with the cutoff quite low, maybe around 150 to 300 Hz, and add a little resonance, but not too much. 10 to 25% is a good range. You can also add a touch of drive if the sound needs a little more edge. Now automate the filter frequency so it rises over the length of the clip. Start dark and murky, then open it up over one or two bars. A smooth rise from around 150 or 300 Hz up toward 3 to 8 kHz, depending on how bright you want the finish, works really well. That opening motion is what gives the riser its energy. If you want more wobble, use the filter's LFO. Try a rate of 1/8 or 1/16 notes, with a subtle amount at first. Keep the shape smooth, like sine or triangle. We want movement, but not chaos. A little wobble can feel very jungle, especially when it's controlled and rhythmic. If the modulation starts to feel too random, don't overcomplicate it. Just use the filter automation. For beginners, one clear motion is usually stronger than several competing ones. In DNB, clarity wins. Now let's add the take dust character. After the filter, insert saturator, redux, and optionally drum bus. Start with saturator. Add a modest amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. Then compensate the output so the level doesn't jump too much. Saturation gives us warmth and edge without immediately destroying the tone. After that, add redux for some dusty digital degradation. Keep it light at first. A tiny amount of downsampling, a little bit of bit reduction, and a mix around 10 to 30% is usually enough to give it that worn, tape warp texture. If it starts sounding too harsh or crunchy, back it off a little and let saturator do more of the work. Then, if you want a bit more punch and grime, try drum bus carefully. Keep the drive moderate, and use damp to control the top end if it gets sharp. Usually I would keep boom low or off for a riser, unless you specifically want extra low-end bloom. The idea is to give the sound a weathered, organic feel like it's coming through old gear in a damp warehouse somewhere in the jungle. Now we need to keep the low end under control. Add utility and EQ to after the dirt section. Use utility to keep the width at zero if the riser is getting too wide in the low end. That keeps the sub centered, which is really important in DNB. Then use EQA to clean up only what you need. If there's too much sub, gently high pass it around 30 to 50 HC. If it sounds boxy, reduce a little around 200 to 400 HC. If the top gets harsh, tame a bit in the 2 to 5 KHC area. The big beginner tip here is not to over-EQ. Just make the cuts you need so the riser can sit above the drums and bass without muddying the drop. In drum and bass, the kick and sub need room. A riser should support the energy, not steal it. Now let's make it feel musical with automation. Pick one or two key parameters and move them over time. Good choices are the auto filter cutoff, the saturator drive, and the reverb wet melt. You could also automate the wavy-table position if you're using wavy-table instead of operator. A really simple approach is this. In the first bar, keep it dark, narrow, and relatively clean. In the second bar, brighten it, dirty it up a bit, and maybe widen the atmosphere slightly. In the last half bar before the drop, open it up the most, push the aggression a bit, and then cut it hard right before the drop lands. If you want to add a little atmosphere, use reverb lightly. Keep the decay somewhere around 1.5 to 4 seconds, and the dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. Make sure the low end of the reverb is trimmed so it doesn't cloud the sub. You can also automate the reverb amount so it swells in the final beat before the drop. That gives you a classic build without needing a separate riser sample. Here's an extra coach note that really helps. Think in layers of energy. A strong riser usually works because the low end motion, the mid-range grit, and the spatial effects are all rising at different rates. If everything changes at the same time, the ear loses the shape, so keep one anchor element stable. Maybe the note stays the same while the filter opens. Maybe the pitch stays fixed while the dirt increases. That stability helps the listener understand the build. At this point, the sound is ready to become more authentic by resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling, or route the bass track output into it, then record the performance into Audito. This is a huge move because it gives you that less sterile, more editable jungle-style feeling. Once it's audio, you can chop it, reverse it, fade it, or grab the nastiest part and use only that. A lot of strong DNB transitions are built from audio edits, not just endless MIDI automation. So if one section sounds especially good, slice it out and keep it. You can even duplicate the clip and reverse the final tail for a classic transition effect. Now place the riser against some context. This is where it starts to feel like deep jungle rather than just a sound design exercise. Drop it in over a chopped amen-style break, or any broken drum loop you have. Add a little vinyl crackle or atmospheric noise if you want more space. The riser should enter over the last one or two bars before the drop, or maybe right after a drum fill or a break edit. In arrangement terms, a riser should usually start with less energy than the drums, rise over the final one or two bars, and then stop or cut hard right before the drop so the kick and sub hit cleanly. That contrast is what makes darker DNB builds work. If the riser keeps growing forever, the drop loses impact. After resampling, clean up the ending. Trim the clip so it ends neatly. Add a fade if needed. If the tail feels too long, cut it shorter so the transition feels sharper. If you want more tension, reverse the final tail and let it pull into the next section. You can also layer a tiny impact hit or a short reverse swell to mark the drop. A good rule here is to remember that transitions are not only about adding energy, they're also about controlling the removal of energy. That empty space right before the drop can make the return hit much harder. Now let's talk about a few common mistakes. First, don't make the riser too wide in the low end. Keep the sub mono and centered. Second, don't overdo distortion until the sound becomes flat and fuzzy. A little grime is good. A crushed mess is not. Third, don't open the filter too fast. Let the build happen over one or two bars so it feels intentional. Fourth, don't stack too many wobble sources at once. Start with one clear movement. Fifth, don't leave the riser too loud. Always check it against the kick and sub in the full arrangement. And finally, don't judge it in solo only. A sound can seem amazing alone and still clash in the mix. A few pro tips for darker and heavier DNB. Keep the sub mono at all times. Use atmosphere, not clutter. Let the riser answer the break or the bass line instead of fighting it. If you want extra tension, try a subtle upward pitch movement on the final note, but keep it small so it still feels like a bass transition, not a lead synth. And if you really want authenticity, resample and chop the best moment instead of leaving it as a perfect loop. If you want to push this further, try a two-stage riser. In the first half, keep it low, filtered, and almost hidden. In the second half, bring in more distortion, more filter movement, and more hiss. That creates the feeling that the sound is waking up instead of just getting louder. You can also do a dual-layer version, with a pure mono sub underneath and a dirtier upper layer carrying the tape grime and width. Here's a quick practice challenge. Make three versions of the same riser. Version 1 should be clean and subtle, with just the filter movement. Version 2 should add saturator and a little grit. Version 3 should include saturator plus redux for a more broken, dusty feel. Then resample all three, place them before the same drum loop, and listen to which one makes the drop feel strongest. The biggest sound solo is not always the best riser in the arrangement. The best one is the one that supports the groove and makes the drop hit harder. So let's wrap this up. The core workflow is simple. Start with a clean bass source. Add wobble with filter movement. Dirty it up with tasteful saturation and dust. Keep the low end controlled. Resample to audio. Then arrange it like a Riedel DNB transition, not just a sound effect.